USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stotz. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has resigned in a letter to President Trump. He says, I implore you to continue to condemn unequivocally any form of violence, to demand that no one attempt to disrupt the inaugural activities in Washington or elsewhere, and to support unreservedly the peaceful and orderly transition of power on January 20th, the effective date of Azar's resignation. More than 2 million people worldwide have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. More people in California are dying every day from the coronavirus, with an average of 525. President-elect Joe Biden addressed the delay in vaccine shipments on Friday.
Our administration will release the vast majority of the vaccines when they're available, so more people can get vaccinated quickly while still retaining a small reserve.
Biden's goal, 100 million shots in 100 days. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Security is increasing at airports in the Washington, D.C. area, including bomb-detecting dogs and federal air marshals leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. And the inauguration itself will have a major military presence.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The feds are investigating whether people who took part in last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol belong on the federal no-fly list. President Trump is expected to leave Washington Wednesday morning on his final flight aboard Air Force One. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More than 40 people are dead and scores more are feared dead after two earthquakes rocked Indonesia. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia early Friday, the country's disaster mitigation agency said. The epicenter of the quake, which struck at 1:28 a.m. Jakarta time, was 3.7 miles northeast of Majene City. Hours earlier on Thursday, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck in the same district, damaging several homes. A part of the Ring of Fire, Indonesia is regularly hit by earthquakes.
Friday's quake injured hundreds of people and displaced thousands. Rescue efforts have been hampered due to power outages and bad cell service. There is no threat of a tsunami, although officials have warned that strong aftershocks could follow. The National Retail Federation reports an incredible 8.3% increase for the Christmas shopping season.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.